Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption and uncertainty, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you are beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalm 139 says, "There is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence." Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. These next moments of silence are yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to listen to the Lord in the Word of God. In a time of uncertainty, it is helpful to remember that God is sovereign. Jesus is King of this present kingdom of God. Let's begin by becoming familiar with this passage from the Gospel of Mark. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Listen to this passage again. What are you curious about? What questions come to mind in this text? What would you like to ask Jesus? A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven? Or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Did any questions come to mind? I invite you now to spend time with the Lord. Ask Jesus your question and listen for his response. What does Jesus have to say to you today? If no question came to mind, perhaps you would consider this one. Jesus, who am I like in this story? Am I like the paralyzed man? His friends? Or am I like the teachers of the law? Would you continue to hold this question with you today? Reflect on it. Think about it. Pay attention to what the Lord brings to mind. You might even invite someone into your question. Share with them what you are hearing. Ask them what they think. Jesus. Thank you for bringing the healing and forgiveness of your kingdom. We tear through all that holds us back from your presence, and we open ourselves to you, your forgiveness, and your work in our lives today. Amen.